This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. India has categorically rejected China's continued unfounded and absurd attempts to assign new names to locations within the state of Arunachal Pradesh. In response to media queries, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, reiterated that such actions are entirely unacceptable and stand in direct contradiction to India's consistent and principled position. He emphasized that no amount of creative renaming can alter the clear and undisputable reality that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Additional Director General of Border Security Force of Eastern Command, Mahesh Kumar Agrawal, reviewed the current security scenario along the India-Bangladesh international border during his visit to the Border Security Force Guwahati Frontier. Inspector General Guwahati Frontier Sukhdev Raj, along with staff officers, briefed on the current security arrangements and operational preparedness along the India-Bangladesh international border. Agrawal also met Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and apprised him of matters related to border security. Sarma lauded the excellent operational efforts of the BSF for safeguarding the Indo-Bangladesh border in Assam. In Manipur, at least 10 militants were killed in a gunfight with a unit of the Assam Rifles in Chandel district yesterday. Posting on X platform, the Army's Eastern Command said, acting on specific intelligence on movement of armed cadres near the new Samtal village, King Joy Tehsil, Chandel district, close to the Indo-Myanmar border, the Assam Rifles unit under Spear Corps launched an operation yesterday. During the operation, the troops were fired upon by suspected cadres, to which they quickly reacted, redeployed and reiterated in a calibrated and measured manner. In the ensuing firefight, 10 cadres were neutralized and a sizable quantity of arms and ammunition were recovered. The National Investigation Agency has arrested two persons belonging to banned militant groups for their involvement in the brutal killing of a woman and the burning and looting of houses by armed militants in Jiribam district of Manipur in November last year. The NIA, in a statement, informed that the accused Nongthomba Mireba, hailing from Bishnupur district, belonged to the insurgent group United National Liberation Front and was involved in the actual shooting of the woman. The other accused, Sa Golsem Sanatomba of Thobul district, was a member of the Kangle Yawo La Kana Lop, which is another insurgent outfit in Manipur, and was part of the team involved in the carnage. The two accused are in NIA custody till the 17th of this month in connection with the case in which investigations are continuing. The IIM Shillong Foundation for Incubation and Entrepreneurship has commenced the third edition of the Summer School Boot Camp for Aspiring Young Entrepreneurs of Northeast India 2025 at the IIM Shillong campus in Meghalaya. The five-day immersive program runs from 13th to 17th of this month. The boot camp is being facilitated by a robust lineup of mentors, including early-stage startup founders from the Northeast, seasoned entrepreneurs and industry experts from across India, and faculty members from IIM Shillong. During the inaugural session, Professor Rohit Dwivedi, director of the foundation, emphasized the immense potential of the Northeast and underscored the importance of youth-led innovation to address regional challenges. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to occur over North Garo Hills, East Garo Hills and West Garo Hills districts in Meghalaya today. Heavy rainfall is likely to occur over East Khasi Hills, West Khasi Hills, South West Khasi Hills, East West Khasi Hills, East Gentia Hills, South Garo Hills and South West Garo Hills districts. Thunderstorm lighting with gusty wind with a speed of 40 to 50 per hour is likely to occur at most places in the state. In sports, Rishwai Rai from Sikkim clinched bronze medal in boxing in the 7th Khelo India Games in Bihar. Rai won the award under male 65 kg category after he defeated Haryana. Son of Chandra Rai and Durga Maya Rai, Rewash is from Namchi Borong Famthang, South Sikkim. He is presently studying in Namchi High Secondary School. He took the training from Namchi Boxing Association under Anoj Pradhan. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.